Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who are having great success. Chris Mansky is a former United States Army captain and author of the upcoming book, The Prepared Investor, and owner of one of the largest financial advisor firms, managing $500 million for individuals and institutions all over the world. Over his 20-year investing career, he spent two of them as the lead financial advisor to the University of Texas Employee Assistance Provider, where he served a public and private population of over 100,000 people. He was selected to help train thousands of financial advisors across the country so they could better build a world-class wealth management practice within the Merrill Lynch platform. Mansky graduated from the United States Military Academy at West Point in 1995 and served in the Army for 6 years while achieving the rank of captain. Chris says that his military background has helped prepare him for the world of business, and here today to tell us more about all of that, once again, is Mr. Chris Mansky, and thanks so much for joining us here today once again on Enterprise Radio.
Yeah, thank you for having me. I appreciate the introduction.
And you're more than welcome and certainly deserving as well. So tell us more about your fascinating backstory, if you would, for those that missed the last time you're with us. And what compelled you to go from the military to being a financial advisor? I'm sure that's some interesting details and information there.
You're right. I think that because I had a real close friend who was already in finance, his ability to share with me, you know, the particulars of the field, it showed me that there's a real comparison to be made between someone who, you know, serves the nation, you know, helps to train soldiers to accomplish a mission, and then someone who serves a client base and helps to, you know, educate their clients to be able to accomplish their goals. There's a lot of similarities there, and it's been kind of surprising to me how much my military values have helped me in my career. It has been a big part of my success.
I bet so, and really appreciate your sharing the details there to lay the groundwork and to kick things off here today. Now, of course, we still live in a time that is plagued with global crisis, with troops overseas in several countries such as Afghanistan, at least for now. With all this global turmoil, what can Americans do to be actually financially prepared? I'd love to hear your take on that.
Well, I like how you phrased that. You said the global turmoil. You know, that is exactly right. And really, Wall Street typically gets this wrong, and I feel so strongly about it. That's one of the reasons I've written my book, The Prepared Investor. You know, I've got 20 very specific action items that Americans and really anyone could do to be financially prepared for the next crisis. But one of those action steps, to answer your question, is to recognize and understand turmoil and tension as compared with actual crisis. We're not yet in a crisis. You know, this is a state of tension that commonly precedes a crisis. And, you know, understanding the five types of crises from an investor's point of view, that's a critical part of being prepared for one of them when one of them actually does arrive, and it's no longer global tension, it's something else.
Now, Mr. Mansky, for those that don't know where to start and the thought of investment scares them, what is your advice for those types of individuals tuning in today?
Well, I guess I'd have two, you know, basic thoughts for them. One would be you are not alone. There is a lot of people that, you know, they might be looking at what's going on in the world and have concerns, or they might have a portfolio and just be worried about the state of that portfolio. And because you're not alone, there is a lot of resources out there, not just my book, but when you walk into the bookstore and go down the financial aisle, reading can make a real big difference in how you feel about it and how you approach it. I remember hearing somewhere that if you read on the same subject for an hour a day, 1 year later, you know more about that subject than the vast majority of people. So reading, I think, would be one thing. And then the other would be, you know, chatting with someone who they've made a career out of doing this. You know, if you connect with a certified financial planner, a CFP, you're more than likely talking to someone that can really help.
Certainly appreciate your input coming from you is most helpful. Now, if you would, for those tuning in as well, what from your time in the military do you think most prepared you for business? Talk to us about that.
Oh, for business. Well, while in the service, I had to define and describe different missions and how they support a vision to those around me. And so all that practice over and over again of explaining mission and vision, I think has really made a difference today. Being able to talk with my colleagues and with other vendors and partners about, the company's vision and, the mission that we need to accomplish to support that vision. But even talking with clients as they share their goals and objectives that we're trying to financially achieve, it's hearing about their vision and being able to clarify, that vision and communicate to them, okay, it sounds like we need to do this in order to accomplish your vision. I think that that's been a big part of it.
Today, once again, we're joined by Mr. Christopher R. Manske, a CFP, as well as owner and operator of Manske Wealth Management and the author of the upcoming book, The Prepared Investor. And he's joined us once again here on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, as we move ahead here, tell us, Mr. Manske, as far as leadership is concerned, how would you define your leadership style?
Yeah, well, I'm glad to talk about this, especially on this podcast, because I know a lot of leaders out there, listen to this podcast, and I fill a number of different roles, but I think that what touches all of them is that I'm regularly seeking opportunities in the marketplace, and then trying to set the bar for our company's offerings to fill those needs. I think my colleagues would say I'm usually more forgiving of folks who try and fail than I am of those who don't try at all. But overall, I strive to listen to my team and keep everyone working together toward the goals that really matter. And I'm really focused on merit. I do not put much stock in titles or age or seniority. I really care about results, and I get a lot of happiness out of rewarding excellent results.
And that is certainly the way it should be. I like your approach there for sure. Now, tell us also, what are some leadership lessons that businesses can learn from military experience?
Oh, sure. Well, I think that if people believe that they work hard, or the opposite, if they believe that they've got an easy schedule, and I think it's true. They come to have that belief because of whatever they choose to compare themselves to. That comparison is an important one. If I compare my 12 hours a day, 6 days a week to someone who works a 40-hour week, I'd probably feel like I was overworked and putting in a lot of time. But is that comparison really the right one? And my military background has given me a wonderful comparison because as a soldier, you're on deployment maybe 18 hours a day, 7 days a week in harsh conditions. When you compare to that, it's really easy to be comfortable saying, I'm lucky to only be working 12 hours a day, 6 days a week. So that comparison is something that truly is, going to help you be happy and help you be productive. That's a gift that I'm very grateful for on a regular basis.
You certainly make some great points, and that is absolutely tremendous as well. Thanks for that. Much appreciated. Now, the future of many industries rely heavily on millennials and Gen Zs. In regards to consumers and talent, can you tell us something that you and your company is doing to stay ahead of the curve with both of these?
Yeah, sure. Well, first, I really enjoy working with millennials and Gen Z. Now, I think that as a group, obviously individuals are going to not be this exact definition, but as a group, it seems like they really have developed morals, very well-developed morals. They often seek a cause that is bigger than themselves, and they prefer to work in groups where they can collaborate and rise together. As a leader of financial advisors, I've also found them to be the most open to change and technological advancement. So here at my own firm, which I founded in 2012, one of the things we do to attract younger generations is we seriously and honestly submit our big picture vision in writing for all to examine, critique, debate, that the why for our work is very important to them, and they know that they have just as much ownership of it as I do. Right now there are four accomplished financial advisors on my team that they're around the age of 30, and with the help of a few other key colleagues, they manage $200 million or so with my guidance, and often in spite of my guidance. They are part of a team that I deeply care about and greatly admire. They're disciplined, highly credentialed, and I think a lot of that comes from the values that are stereotypically part of being a millennial or being in Gen Z.
Now, as we mentioned, you do have a book coming out, The Prepared Investor. Tell us more about this.
Oh, thanks. The basic premise of the book is people can protect and grow their net worth in the face of the next major crisis. We all know the typical Wall Street advisor who says that, when the next real bad one occurs, the market will fall and you just need to hang on because it will recover at some point, maybe years later, but it will come back. You just need to be patient. And this is not the complete story. You don't have to be scared of that next unknown, terrible calamity and just ride the wave with it. The value in my book is how it helps people to take this perspective. It helps them to recognize what the next crisis will look like, to know what it will feel like. And ultimately, readers will be ready for the untrained, instinctual response of all the other investors out there.
As far as the release of the book, when is the book to be released and who is it actually geared for? Talk to us about that as well.
Sure. So timing-wise, the publishing industry is not known for being fast. So we don't have an exact date yet, but it's easy to stay in touch. Google my name. You'll see my website, and it's easy to sign up and get notifications. But as far as who's it geared towards, I think anyone who feels worried about an impending catastrophe will get a lot out of The Prepared Investor. Wall Street Journal has identified millions and millions of people who these are not preppers who are building bunkers or burying gold in their backyard. These are just forward-thinking people with sincere worries about North Korea, a terrorist attack on our electrical grid, or the next serious political crisis originating from the White House. These people would very much appreciate The Prepared Investor. Another group that could read this book and get a lot out of it are members of the FIRE movement. That's Financial Independence Retire Early, and there are millions of people who connect with the FIRE concept. If they're basing some of their financial independence on the stock market, they'd really like this book. And lastly, financial advisors, investment advisors, CPAs, any client-facing finance professional, this group would really appreciate the way that my book offers an empowering and well-researched message that really takes the fear out of those conversations with their clients.
Coming from you and your background and experience, this book is certainly a must-read, and I'm sure folks are anxious for it to be released, and so a good idea to keep tabs on that for sure. If you would, Mr. Mansky, give us three pieces of advice from the book that may help anyone tuning in today.
Oh, yes. Okay, so three quick pieces of advice from the book. So first would be live beneath your means. This is something we all know, and you just can't be reminded of it enough. Don't get concerned about keeping up with the Joneses. Live beneath your means. And the reason that's important when it comes to being prepared for crisis is that extra money while crisis is unfolding means that you can be a buyer during a time when things are falling and there's a lot of uncertainty and risk. And that can make a real big difference in growing your net worth as the months turn into years. So that would be the first piece. The second piece from the book would be, keep on the lookout for good ideas throughout crisis. Don't just hunker down and only pay attention to the news as it relates to, the war or the terrorism or, whatever has sparked the crisis. Keep your eyes open for the good opportunities. And in fact, I think my third idea would be, what kind of opportunities could you be looking for? And the book has 20 specific steps. This is just three, but one of the specific opportunities that someone could look for would be shortages and what people do to adapt because of those shortages. Typically in times of real crisis, it's difficult for people to have access to the exact same products. And so there's some innovation that occurs. There's changes that occur. And if you've got an eye out for that, you probably have an eye out for great opportunity.
Well, Mr. Maskey, we certainly appreciate what you do in the space and for joining us once again. And of course, this book is definitely a must read, The Prepared Investor, and it sounds like it should be released fairly soon. And we look forward to that. If one wanted to get more information on you or your services, where's the best place online to get further details?
Oh, thanks a lot. Yes, it's my website, www.chrismanskey.com. That's chrismanske.com. And for the book, you just go to the bottom right-hand corner of the page and click on The Prepared Investor, and real easy to be on the list to get the latest updates.
And that sounds good to me. Again, Mr. Maskey, all the best, and thanks so much for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio. Certainly look forward to our next conversation. Have a great day.
Oh, thanks a lot. It's a pleasure for me, too.
We've been speaking with, once again, Mr. Christopher R. Maskey, a CFP, as well as owner and operator of Maskey Wealth Management and the author of the upcoming book, The Prepared Investor. And for further details and for more information, visit chrismaskey.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune in to our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.